Well, hello, friends. How are we doing today? Happy Father's Day to all the father figures out there. It has been a very long time since I have been in person here at church. Throughout the pandemic, me and my wife have been doing the online church. You know, obviously, it's not the same being here in person and feeling the force and the joys of being here with this beautiful community. So, Reverend Myra kind of already gave a little bit of my introduction, which I have already kind of worked into my time here, so bear with me, you're going to hear it again. I haven't had the pleasure of meeting a lot of you, but I'm definitely looking forward to the opportunity to meet you, and if our paths crosses again, please stop in, say hi, and let's get to know each other. So, my name is Juan. I'm married to my beautiful wife, Elizabeth, and we have two beautiful kids, Elian and Jacob. Like Myra said, we pre-COVID, that was our corner up there. But we're looking forward to start participating more in person and being able to engage with our community back again. So Elian came to us back in 2010. Jacob came to us back in 2017, and I do remember specifically those 2 days like it was yesterday. I remember receiving these little bundles of, you know, unknown and uncertainty, realizing that we were going to take these two little human beings back home with us and try to help them through part of their lives. And, you know, obviously, sitting there in the hospital, just kind of preparing to take these kids home, I always thought of something that my dad used to say, which was, Padre fuiste, padre serás. Sorry. Hijo fuiste, padre serás. Según lo hiciste, así lo verás. That loosely translates into English something like, son you were, father you will be, and as you did it, you will see it. You know, I know that it kind of loses a little bit of the meaning in English, but I kept praying that, you know, that was not going to be true, because if I had to endure or experience half of the things that I put my parents through, was going to be quite a rough ride for me and Elizabeth. But thankfully, so far, everything has been going smoothly. So, every time I look at my kids, I cannot help but reflect on my own experiences with my own father. My father, a Purple Heart recipient that struggled with PTSD for most of my childhood, he still managed to provide enriching experiences for me and my brother, experiences that foster our curiosity and allowed us to grow into ourselves and be able to be here today. So it was always a mystery to me that no matter wherever I went, I would always be recognized as Juan's son. And, you know, I could be few towns down, or I could be down in Florida visiting family or something, and somebody will still come to me and say, hey, aren't you related to such and such? Or even at work today, through my work, I talk to a lot of people, and at least once or twice a year, I do receive somebody that, as soon as I answer the phone, they're like, are you related to this one from Puerto Rico? And I was like, yeah. So, it was not until I was older that I was able to kind of really appreciate and understand the reason why. And it was my father's loving and generous spirit that allowed him to connect with people, foster lifelong friendships, and care for others in a very special way. And those are definitely qualities that I do want to instill upon my children. I do remember as a little kid, my elementary school was within walking distance to my house, and I used to sometimes walk home just to get a cold glass of water because our school had, you know, faulty plumbing and whatnot. So my dad, recognizing that, he managed to get his company to pay for a whole cool water system for the school. Not only that, he also worked directly on that project to build the facility to host this scenario, I think that you might be thinking of just a regular drinking fountain, but you know, it's a little bit more complicated than that in Puerto Rico. So it was, it needed to have an actual structure to house the entire system. And they, my dad and other parents from the school put this together. The last time I went there, I still did see the structure standing, and it brought me great memories from that time. My dad, you know, I do remember that he did that not just for my benefit, but for the benefit of the community and for the benefit of everybody that went through that school. So that's how I learned about generosity and helping others through my dad. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that meme that says, "You cannot hurt my feelings. I used to hold my dad's flashlight when he was working." Well, my dad had a very unique trait, which was that he will turn everything into a learning experience. That included our mistakes and our bad decisions. No matter what, we always had an open invitation to be part of whatever he was doing. He always was super encouraging and helping us problem solve even when projects went sideways. One of the stories that I remember hearing as a child was that as I was like 3 or 4, I believe it was, my dad used to own a body shop repair, and he was painting my grandfather's car. I managed to escape their supervision and end up in the shop. I grabbed the roughest sandpaper that he had in his bench, and I started sanding down the freshly painted vehicle. So, and obviously the story goes that he just brought me back inside, grabbed the phone, called his father and said, "Unfortunately, Dad, your car's gonna be a little bit longer since your grandson decided that it needed to be resanded again." So therefore, he changed into his work clothes, brought me back to his shop, gave me the hose, and that's how he taught me how to wet sand a vehicle to get it repaired. Obviously, I was definitely quite young to kind of remember that story, but it's something that has been, mentioned over and over as I'm, growing up. They never let it down. So, but one story that I do remember, it was, not so many years ago, me and my buddies from high school, we decided that the above ground pool that my parents had just purchased wasn't cool enough. So we needed to make it cooler, and we decided to go into the side yard, and we drew a 16-foot diameter circle and started hacking away at the yard. We only made it about 3 or 4 inches deep of the 42 inches deep that requirement for the pool. So obviously we didn't have permission to do this. My mom was the first one to arrive, and to say that she was upset was just an understatement. I mean, she was furious, to the point that I believe my mom did call my dad, but as soon as my dad showed up, he was just like, "You crazy kids, you should have called me so I could tell you how bad idea this was." He also just showed up with a few extra shovels and a few extra people to help us dig up this hole. He said, "You guys started this. We're going to get it done. Get some other friends. Let's get this done, and we're going to do it right." So that's how I learned about flexibility and how to problem solve on the spot, and also about forgiveness from my dad. And in Puerto Rico, we do celebrate about anything, everything. I have not met a Puerto Rican that is not into a good party. So, and you can ask anybody in my neighborhood, the more epic parties were always at the Andinos. And especially the Tres Reyes Magos, or the Three Wise Men's, doing Christmas time. My dad will shut down the street. We will start roasting pigs, cooking food, turn up the music, welcome everybody into our neighborhood and into our home. It was an epic event of people coming and going, eating and drinking, and sitting and enjoying each other's company. This was a time for everybody to put their differences aside and come together to celebrate. So that's how I learned how to throw a party. So, fatherhood has brought me many, many experiences of joy and fulfillment. Yet, feelings of doubt, insecurity, and fear creeps in. What if I can impart these experiences, values, or characteristics into my children? Well, the gospel today does teach us about fear and faith. I had a lot of fear about coming here and talking to you guys. I have never done such a thing, but here I am. I know that there's a higher purpose for every one of us, and here we are, and we just gotta be here, be present, and it will be clear to us at one point. I had a few parenting wins. My kids wear masks over their noses most of the time, you know? They shoot with their mouths closed most of the time, too. They look both ways before crossing the street. I don't think that they have been hit by a car or anything like that yet, so good. I sometimes fear to fall short in kind of teaching these great values that I did learn from my father to them. And at this point is when I will have to just rely on my faith again and make sure that I do my best to model fun, generosity, and love, allowing them to grow into themselves and to have faith that they will value the importance of these characteristics at some point in their life that will help us improve our community. Thank you.